Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, let's talk about Kanye West.
Uh-oh. Genius.
Kanye, shout out to Ye.
If you haven't seen the documentary, go check it out.
So, Ye, yeah, shout out to his documentary that's out there right now. Kanye changed the game again, or did he change the game again? Donda 2, mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's already familiar with this, is only available on his stream player. It's a little shout out to Nikki. She actually did a dope Instagram live I checked out the other day when she was talking about it. And I think she actually even had it.
The stem player?
It's a stem player. And he actually put it out for the first Donda album, mm-hmm. but it didn't really take off the way that, you know, I think probably would have thought or would have hoped that it did take off. So repurposed it again and made it exclusive for that. Okay. How has that done so far?
So let's go over, you want to do the numbers? So the first part of it is that, yes, he did it before, but what the stem player does is actually allows you to take the beats, change the tempos. You could actually like create your own sound from the original content that's put on there. So Apple offered him $100 million to have Donda 2 exclusively on Apple Music. And that's why he kept bringing up Larry Jackson, who's the director over there at Apple Music.
And that's why he brought up, Tim Cook.
Right, he wanted to have a meeting with him. Rather than give me $100 million, let me talk to the CEO about ideas that I have. And so from that, he said, all right, well, I'm going to put the Donda 2 on the stem player. In 3 days, he sold over 12,000 units, right? So I think he made over $2.7 million, which is the equivalent of him selling 220,000 albums, right? The problem is that he netted 100% profit off of each one of those stem players, whereas if he had sold 220,000 albums, he would have netted 12% of the profit. And that was his thing, right? Rather than taking 12% and all the like the label and the streaming services taking the money, I'm gonna take 100% in 3 days, which is it a game changer? Yes, but because it's Kanye West, the product that we don't know is the amount of technology and the amount of finances that it took to actually get the stem player in production.
What's the profit margin? That's what we don't know.
Exactly, right? Like, and he's in a billionaire status. So can every artist do that?
But it costs $200.
It costs $200. So you do the math on that, right? He sells $1,200 a pop.
Okay.
Bing bong.
Ian, what's your thoughts on this?
I think it's genius. It won't change the music. The day that it happened, Mario, he was at with Tech and Chainz at Nicki's studio. He called me. He's like, hey, Kanye's in the middle of negotiation. I'm like, business lesson one, write that down. Do everything in your power to get leverage when you go into negotiation. Number two, have to control your own ecosystem. So maybe his deal was structured at 12%. Maybe some newer artists are at 16%.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I always thought it was a mistake, and we had these conversations privately, and you're like, hey, everyone doesn't think like you, doesn't think like us. I'm like, why are people giving everything away for nothing? Most people don't want to build. So I think it's brilliant that he put a piece of hardware together, and this plan reminds me of what Square used to do back in the day when they would give out like the free reader, even though this cost. I think it's gonna work pretty well. And then on the revenue side, every artist may not be able to do it, but yay, call us. If he would license one, I know Nicki's coming out, but if he licensed one out for every person, whew, what would that sound like? And we talked last week, a lot of artists are going to go to the video game side, and even some of the talks I've been having with Def Jam and Scope, I'm like, hey, okay, it doesn't make sense. Shout out Ross. If you get a producer to make you a track, and let's say now it costs you $50,000, the engineer costs you $2,500. Why does it make sense to sell that song for 99 cents and it costs you that much for one song? And no other business would you do this. Shout out to everybody who took your Rolex strategy and remixed it and then tag you in it. But it'd be like selling a Rolex, but yo, I'm gonna get you a $50,000 Rolex, but sell it to your fans for $7. What? No, because it's, I don't want to go into my little conspiracy bag, but I think artists of a certain hue always get told to devalue their art and charge less for it. When if he can sell 500,000-600,000 the first week, if he gets 50-60 artists behind him, maybe they could collectively sell 600,000-700,000 units of their stem player in a week, and those economics could look dramatically different. So I think it's amazing. I love it.
Lucene is cool, but Lucene don't write. Doug ain't this nice.
Yeah, I mean, right? Well, then ultimately it'll probably be on streaming services.
I think he'll probably have to come with a deal after, but I mean, maybe he doesn't have to, right? Does he have to really?
He doesn't have to, but I think that he probably will if history is any indicator. Like even when Jay-Z made his music title, and then after a while he put it on other streaming services, you know, because I think he still probably wants, it's going to reach the public regardless.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Xander and I, they're going to get it, like, it's going to be out there. All the kids in Brooklyn, all the drill kids, they're going to be out the same day.
Somebody's
going to rip that stem apart. They're going to be floating around.
They're going to figure out how to burn CDs again.
Man, it's going to be up that day, all in the captions, right? But I think it's a brilliant move. And like you said, I think he should keep some music exclusively for the stem, though. But it's one thing, I think he needs to beef up the offer, because I saw a lot of people like, I can't afford the 200. What should I do? The last point I want to make, man, make an offer so irresistible that even your enemies can't turn it down. The one thing I do love about Fat, well, many things, but one thing I love about Fat Joe, when he was talking about 50, when him and 50 was getting into it, he was like, man, when I heard in the club, I couldn't even front. I'm like, that's the bar. You have to be so good that even the people who don't like you are going to buy from you. If he beef up that offer, and let's say he did an exclusive something every week for 10 weeks or 8 weeks, whew. Be amazing. Y'all can let the tiger run around on camera. It'd be good for the views. So, my man got a chimpanzee and a tiger in the back fighting. Bubble, sit down.
When in London.
Boy.
Like Tyson in 88.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, though, because
this is the thing about recording live, though. Let me ask y'all, how do y'all travel and for real, like, be able to do all this content? I'm tired and I'm not there.
It's taxing.
Yo, I told you, man. We got
It's taxing and it's tolling.
And we travel with the studio, man. The studio is anywhere we land, that's the studio. Yep.
Like, gotta be nimble.
Before we came on, I showed you the makeshift studio that we did. I'm like, yo, looks great. Sounds great. Let's do it.
But the one thing is, when you don't have.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you give yourself no other option but to get things done, then you have to get it done. Like if it's like an optional situation, like, oh, Marky Mondays, if we're traveling, we're not going to do it. Da, da, da. Like, people have become used to us putting out every single week at the same exact time. So what that does is it forces you.
All right, accountability.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, you got to do it, because if not, then if you leave it up
Don't leave while you're hot. That's how they screwed up.
Telling you, I mean, and it's tough, but that's one, like, when people ask, what's the key? We always say consistency. Like that is it. We had dinner earlier and I looked at him. I seen the look and I was like, yeah, something just hit me too, bro. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. We got to go.
I look fine. I'm coach though.
We got this.
Appreciate it. Yeah, but people don't understand. Like, you travel all day. We came from New York, traveled all day. It's 5 hours.
Just had left Atlanta.
Yes, left Atlanta.
Legendary.
We're going to talk about that.
Say that to the end. Stay tuned.
Shout out to Steve Harvey, Mr. Harvey. Yeah. SH, legend. Mr. H is
Mr. H.
But this Kanye thing is interesting too. Let me ask you about this, because so he said last week, please stop asking me about NFTs. I'm not doing NFTs. I'm only concentrating on building things in the real world and real world application. I think he's a little misinformed by his statements, and then he drops something like this, which essentially can be repackaged as an NFT, really, if he did it in that, and he probably would have been more profitable.
Yeah. But is he misguided though?
Or he would have more control.
Or is he just taking it?
Misinformed.
I'm even saying, is he misinformed, or is he Jamie Dimon?
It's the same thing I said with JP Morgan.
Right?
Can we just have honest conversation? We can't reveal real plans to the public. But it would be too typical for him to hop on that wave and not have been an innovator in it. So as a creator, it's smart to go physical. And same thing with me. In the world of everyone's talking about NFT, I'm like, let me do more physical. When people come physical, I want to do more digital. The bundling thing, that's always been my model. Stock club, like. And wait till y'all see these new rollouts that come out in end of March. Oh, baby. Whew. We got to get Dame credit, because Dame tries to do this with Rockbox. Doesn't get the credit. Does not get the credit. Dame, I'll give you a credit now. And then y'all let Steve, like, I don't know how they turned down Napster. And I tell this to everybody in the music industry. How have you guys not bought a streaming service or music player yet? You guys didn't buy LimeWire, didn't buy Napster. You let Steve Jobs come in to tear your whole industry apart. And adapt. Warner, Universal, nobody has a player for just their artists. How? It doesn't make sense. But for my business owners, find ways to innovate. And I'm going to be real, even with the top companies, outside of Apple, Google, Microsoft, which are really enterprise, Amazon, really enterprise, and shrewd business people on the other end, because all the data that they have, most companies are not innovating very well. Twitter, Clubhouse fell apart. Most companies are not great. So I ask you guys, put it in chat. Name me a company that you guys buy from or subscribe to that just overwhelms you with greatness every time you buy from them. It's not many. There's a huge gap. There's a huge gap to be filled.
I think you got something there, Ian, with the licensing.
Then you got something with the STEM player licensing, but it'll take an established artist who's willing to say I'm going to take this chance with it.
Yeah, but the whole thing is he still could have done an NFT though, because he still, no matter how you slice it, yeah, he's still not going to be able to get royalties off of the sale of the other thing.
Of the music itself?
Yeah.
Not initially.
Really the product itself. I think the music is just something that comes with it.
Well, even the product itself. Imagine he could, but I don't know. I just feel like if he would have embraced the digital space a little bit more, mm-hmm, he could have had something that A, would have probably made more money, but even bigger than the money, because he's already a billionaire. So it's not really about the money. So
10.
Much. He could have actually laid a blueprint, a real blueprint.
Yeah.
Can I play devil's advocate?
In the music business. Yes.
With Kanye's genius, and if we're talking about equity and closing the racial wealth gap, if he did it NFT, why would he do it on OpenSea and he owns no equity?
Well, that's a good question. Shout out to 19 Keys. I was talking to 19 Keys today, and he was talking about, it's funny you say that. I had a conversation with 19 Keys today, mm-hmm, and he was saying that the next step is actually building a play. He was like, it's not really that
I'm gonna set the screen, but don't shoot yet.
So that's important.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Creating platforms and creating marketplaces, right? So understand the difference between the two. We don't have any, and there's no reason.
None.
You see what I'm saying?
And then we'll be like, well, Rogan said the N-word 12 years ago. I'm upset. They gave that boy 200, not 100, 200.
200.
Because they wanted to leverage his assets to get the deal done with Tesla.
It was reported at 100 million, but then now the reports are saying that it was actually
110 cash.
But that's what
dropped the check.
Incentives, though, right? It was like 100 in cash, and then 100 with like stock
200. Out.
200.
And then I always tell everyone, and it's one account, and I know, chat, you probably don't want me to say it, but even with ad deals, if you guys wouldn't take an advertising deal for $1,000 a month, why are you letting somebody sponsor your show for $500 a month when that is an endorsement deal? Joe Rogan owned, and we had this conversation, man, Shotty was mad at me, and I'm like, I'm trying to explain it the kindest way, but I got the dame in me. I'm like, we got to get more equity out of these. I don't want them to use us, because I come from advertising. The advertising side looked at the companies that let us place media like prostitutes. Like, why would you put we worked our entire lives to build credibility and reputation to then endorse it for what? For a sliver of
nah.
I think he needs to build his own platform. And I think even with this initial rollout, he will. And shout out to Primus, like, he got some people behind him that's probably gonna roll something out, but I don't want us to keep. And I know it was, you know, on y'all YouTube page, it was a brother like, yo, you talking about conspiracies with the monkeys and the apes. Gary Vee's my guy. I don't like the ape with the coogee and the gold tooth. That's not it. Mm. It's not the wave. They're selling us imagery of us that we don't agree with, and then telling us it's art so they can wash the money and the gains that they made from crypto. How is that player? They ain't pee at all.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.